aftermath. The aftermath of the midterm elections overshadowed this morning by something. Honestly, I've got to be straight with you on this. It disgusts me when I wake up and see a story like this of a mass shooting, this one in Thousand Oaks, California. It disgusts me because I've seen it too often. And it's not that I believe these things are likely to touch me or my family, but it disgusts me that, and I say that because they're still rare. And I think they're horrific. This time at a college country night, at a college bar, the Borderline Bar, Thousand Oaks, California, 13 people dead, including the shooter, we're told. And a 29-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department, Ron Helas, killed as he went into a hail of bullets to stop the carnage. Two deputies racing into this bar, a huge bar, by the way. Apparently thousands there. It's college country night, right? They turn out a 2,500-square-foot dance floor, one of them. The gunman unknown but confirmed to be dead. So 11 of these young people, and I'm talking young people, the bar is basically 18 to 22 years old. That's your clientele. Country music people, plaid shirts and cowboy boots in Thousand Oaks, California on a Wednesday. And the shooter goes in, apparently with just a handgun, no AR-15s. And in a press conference here just a short time ago, the sheriff saying they don't know if it has any link to terrorism. He says, I say that because we don't know and because that's what everybody wants to ask, so we have to get to it. The place opened back in 1993. It calls itself a haven for country line dancing folks of all ages. It says it hosted many famous acts, including the Beach Boys, over the years. It is a big place, a popular place. And the security guard outside was shot, gunned down before whoever the suspect is made his way inside. And I say he because that's what the sheriff's deputies and the sheriff's investigation has revealed, that the shooter is dead. So 13 dead, including the shooter, and Ron Helas, a 29-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department there. I don't like seeing this. I'm a pro-Second Amendment individual. I cannot stomach this. I cannot stand this. Young people, their kids off at college, a lot of them, calling now, trying to get a hold of their kids, panicked, wondering if their kid's asleep or if something worse has happened. Nobody knows. But we have sick people among us, apparently a lot of them, because we see this all too often on an all too regular basis. And it's not that I don't know what the answer is. A lot of us don't know what the answer is. We sit here dumbfounded because this kind of heinous act would never cross our minds. This kind of violent, heinous act is nothing that would occur to any of us, normal thinking people. Walk into a bar filled with hundreds of people that you don't know and randomly start killing people. Storming student night. Apparently there were grenades thrown as well. Witnesses say at least 30 shots were fired from the pistol with extended magazines and threw smoke grenades in the bar. The Ventura County Sheriff's Deputy, as I told you, died a short time later at the hospital. The shooter was dressed in all black, wearing a trench coat, glasses, baseball cap, and a mask over his face. Now, I'm not clear whether the gunman was killed by those deputies that stormed the building or killed himself. But people as young as 18, maybe younger. I mean, let's not forget the possibility there could be fake IDs in the bar. It's a possibility. But a horrendous shooting, and I have to say, another horrendous shooting, another violent end for a whole bunch of people that did nothing wrong, for a whole bunch of people that had done nothing wrong except to go to a place to have fun on a Wednesday night for college night. That's it. And you know the stories. Stories are the same. Horror, panic, confusion, anguish. How do we fix that? What's wrong with the people here? What has happened to these people? How they've become so broken emotionally, mentally, and morally, that this is their solution, I suppose. That this is their solution. We'll continue to cover this story for you. Because unfortunately, we have no other choice. Meanwhile, Jeff Sessions is out. Jeff Sessions is out as Attorney General, resigning from his position in the DOJ after Donald Trump had asked for his resignation. In fact, the letter addressed to the president, Sessions wrote, "At your request, I am submitting my resignation." Then he went on to talk about the department's record under his leadership, which he said was good. He had no greater honor than to serve alongside law enforcement officers, he said. Sessions' resignation, not a surprise, of course. He's been at odds with the president ever since he recused himself of being in charge of the Russia probe, headed by Bob Mueller. But now there's a new man in charge, Matt Whitaker. Because also yesterday afternoon, the president announcing Matt Whitaker, who served as Sessions' chief of staff at the DOJ, will be the temporary replacement atop the department after abruptly ousting Jeff Sessions. Whitaker is a guy who has, as a pundit on CNN and elsewhere, denigrated the Mueller probe, suggested it could be eliminated or greatly curtailed. So naturally, he's not popular. Chuck Schumer said, given his previous comments advocating defunding and imposing limitation on the Mueller investigation, Mr. Whitaker should recuse himself from its oversight for the duration of his time as acting attorney general. I can assure you that's not going to happen. There's a reason Matt Whitaker got the nod. So what this means for the Bob Mueller investigation, if I'm understanding it correctly, is that any major undertaking, anything of significance or interest, has to be discussed with Matt Whitaker before it goes anywhere. Bob Mueller now is going to answer to Matt Whitaker and not Rod Rosenstein. This creates some confusion now, doesn't it? You know, in the world of talk news, there's plenty of it. We're not short on stories any given day, now are we? So we'll dig deeper into the whole Sessions situation here in a moment. And after the break, we're going to take a wild ride through a surreal press conference with the president yesterday, a wild ride. Jim Acosta, in the end, lost his press credentials. Yeah, he accosts people. Yeah, Alex and I were talking, what are you? I'm an Acosta. What do you do? I accost people. My daddy was an Acosta. My grandfather was an Acosta, and I'm an Acosta. Something like that. And all my kids will be Acostas, too. Yeah, easy, child. And then we'll talk about Michigan's blue wave. Voter turnout set records for midterm elections in Michigan and around the country. Bill Nelson has a moonshot he'd like to pull off. And in Georgia, the vanquished refuse to accept their fate. A lot to cover today. Glad to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you in part by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365, upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day, fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future.